So what's this about her being the boss? I thought Hal, Dr. Ware was top dog.
He is. He's director of project, but she handles everything that doesn't immediately concern the research. There is quite a lot to do, you know, what with over 500 crew and families and the like.
Do all of you work on the research?
He laughed.
God, no. Most of us don't ever even come in here. This is my first time inside the ship since we grounded, practically. Most of us are the support team. We keep the scientists fat and thoughtful.
A noble cause, no doubt.
No doubt, he replied, then added with a smile. And it pays damn well, too.
I smiled in return.
What's your real job?
I'm hydroponics. I spend most of my time in the greenhouse at the far end of the valley.
Don't they farm this area in the usual way? Soil looks good enough.
Oh, it is, I suppose. But we, that is, the greenhouse crew, don't trust it. Those agro folk are, by tradition, foul-ups. We keep the greenhouse going on Earth soil for when something comes along and wipes out all their careful work. Then we'll save everybody's ass, if you'll pardon the expression.
I laughed. Interdepartmental rivalries were the same everywhere.
Well, have you had to come to the rescue yet? Have they fouled up?
Not yet, he replied, then added with a twinkle. But the day is young.
I laughed again and waved him toward an armchair.
Have some coffee or something and sit down and tell me the rest of it.
He was quick to take advantage of my offer, seating himself gratefully across from me. He sipped from his mug.
You mean you really want to know about why we are so wonderful? Or just why the agros are genetically inferior?
I laughed and waved him off.
I do not. For the sake of argument, I will immediately concede the vast superiority, genetic and intellectual, don't forget sexual, he offered with another twinkle.
All right, damn it. For your sake alone, I hereby declare that you guys are bloody supermen compared to the farmers, okay?
He nodded.
The least you could do.
No doubt, I growled. Now, tell me about the rest of it. You say that Holly, Dr. Ware, is the director of project. That means he runs the thinking. And Karen, what's her last name anyway?
Wagner.
Okay, Karen runs everything else.
Right.
But who has the final say? Surely Dr. Ware,
oh, he's the final boss. That is to say, he's over her as far as fleet is concerned. Of course, then there's Lewis.
Who's Lewis? Cortez smiled.
Damned if I know exactly.
I groaned.
You aren't being very helpful.
Cortez continued to smile.
I know I'm not. I don't mean to be vague. It's just that, well, Lewis is an interesting story.
Why not start it by telling me what he does around here?
Lewis? Nothing.
Nothing? I don't get it.
Then what's he doing here on this planet?
Cortez grinned delightedly.
He owns it.
I stared.
I beg your pardon?
Cortez shrugged.
Just that. Lewis owns the place. The whole planet.
But I thought this was fleet territory.
It's fleet space, he corrected.
And the planet's sanction was fleet charted. But by the time anybody actually set foot on it from fleet, Lewis was already here. He's the one who named it sanction. First citizen and all that.
I see.
Cortez grinned again.
Maybe you don't yet. You see, the project only leases this valley. It doesn't own a thing here. So, technically, Lewis is the real authority.
You seem awfully happy about it.
He laughed.
Oh, I am. Everybody is. That is, everybody whose crew is. The brass don't like it much.
Fleet likes control.
They do. But what they got here is, well, what they got is the city folk. You know, the refugee settlement across the river.